Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios, it's time for Women in Motion, brought to you by WBEC West. Join forces, succeed together. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Women in Motion, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, Webeck West. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these important stories. Today on the show, we have Jemmy Bertrand with Nourish the Brain Institute. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to learn what you're up to. Tell us about Nourish the Brain Institute. How are you serving folks?
Nourish the Brain Institute started with the idea of a very specialized brain and behavior coaching, and then it morphed towards a school. And now we are providing training. We are an accredited school. Our programs are in the ETPL list. That means that we work with the state of California through injured workers to provide them, you know, like upskilling or reskilling their careers. Also, we have a GSA contract. We are federal contractors. And we are in the midst of working with a medical organization of brain mapping that is going to make our work much easier. So this is what basically we have going on right now.
So for the people who aren't familiar, do you mind sharing a little bit about what a brain and behavior coach, like what do you do and what is the problem I'm having where I would need a brain and behavior coach?
So brain and behavior coach is designed and stem from my brain issue that I had many years ago. I was working overseas. I was an independent auditor for nonprofits, and my brain broke due to a stress. And when I say my brain broke, it didn't break physically, but the stress caused for my body to stop functioning the way that it used to. So my brain, the doctors didn't know what was going on. So I started doing research and I learned the things that work and don't work for the brain. Because anything that we do, we think and we eat changes the chemistry in our brain, and that facilitates or difficulties neuroplasticity, which is the capacity for our brain to recover from almost anything and everything. So I became a very, very knowledgeable, and since I am a researcher, very knowledgeable with the type of foods and superfoods and the things that create homeostasis and our brain chemistry, and that enhances recovery and you know, like the processes of healing. So our coaches, our graduates help people to address those behaviors that can cause a problem on their health. It can be anything related with, you know, depression, anxiety. I've been training and working with special forces officers for years through multiple organizations, and also police officer survivors through Wounded Blue. And we coach them and we help them to readdress anything that is related with PTSD or TBI, trauma, and also, you know, like regular health issues such as type 2 diabetes or, you know, like anything related with immunodeficiencies. So our coaches help people to readdress whatever is not working in their overall health and can be improved through improving brain health.
So how does an individual know if I should contact a brain and behavior coach or a therapist?
It's interesting. This is a really, really good question. Often what happens is people that comes and finds a brain and behavior coach is because a therapy hasn't worked. You know, like we can go so far with therapy, but there is one thing that we do all the time, which is we do not all the time, but we do at least two or three times a day, which is eating. And those habits are creating the perfect environment for our brain to address whatever therapy addresses, or it can create interferences in whatever therapy addresses too, right? Like we can go to therapy once a week, but we eat three times a day. And if we go to therapy once a week and the rest of the time we are not taking care of our own health, therapy is pointless often.
Now, can you share for the listener some maybe low-hanging fruit in terms of what they can be consuming, I guess, food and drink-wise that can help create that healthier brain environment?
So, I mean, like the basics, but there is things that people doesn't think that are detrimental for their health, right? One of the things that is the one that causes the most problems and more difficulties on the brain chemistry to feel, to go back to homeostasis is a stress, right? Like a stress, we don't eat anything that causes a stress, but we have a lot of behaviors that create a stress in our life. Like just getting stuck in traffic is a stressful, right? So what we want to do is to create and help the brain to go back to health. It means that stress is not going to go away because you will be in traffic again tomorrow. But if you can create, if you can eat things that will, you know, like calm down your brain and have your brain more resilience, that will aid to stress be less damaging. I'm going to give you a few things that are creating that more perfect environment for the brain. Good fats are extremely important because our brain for the most part is fat. And when I say fats, I mean plant-based often, such as coconut oil, olive oil, always cold press and organic, avocado oil, fish oil, especially salmon, or cod liver oil. Those are help the brain to be more flexible. Then lean proteins such as, you know, like chicken or good fish, good quality fish, good quality chicken, always organic. Also plant-based protein, right? If you are vegan or vegetarian. Those things help a lot. But the one thing that enhances all the benefits of that are the superfoods, right? Like microalgae such as chlorella or spirulina, because those enhance oxygen, and then that creates more oxygenation on the blood supply, not only on the brain, throughout the body. It means that there is more cell regeneration. It helps to enhance brain oxygenation, so we don't feel so tired, we don't have low energy, you know, your energy levels go up. We have mushrooms such as lion's mane, cordyceps, chaga that help brain health. Again, maca, which helps to balance brain hormones. There's all kinds of things.
Now, if somebody is working with you, how quickly do they see a positive response? Is this something that takes a long, long time in order to see the benefits? Or is it something that if you change certain foods or start eating more of the right foods that you get a benefit pretty quickly?
So the problem often is not to eat the right foods. Often is the wrong things that we do or the wrong foods that we eat, right? Like we can eat good foods the most of the time, but then, you know, I don't know, like drinking too much alcohol to cope with the stress, right? So that's when a coach, a brain and behavioral coach is so helpful because it addresses everything holistically. So it just kind of helps you to balance the things that we do right and the things that we do wrong. Often it doesn't take much. I mean, the worse the situation is, like, I mean, we had clients with all kinds of issues, like really, really bad trauma, many, many brain injuries. And often it takes a couple of weeks, a month to start feeling like a very different. In extreme cases, like there is a lot of depression or anxiety, it might take a little bit longer. But if you, I always say, if you do what I'm telling you to do, you will be healed in, feel so much better, no longer than 6 months. I mean, like you will be able to take control of your own time.
Now, you mentioned that the genesis of this concept was kind of personal. When did you start kind of realizing, hey, I think I'm onto something? Like, what were some of the clues that you had early on that said, you know what, I think I'm going in the right direction?
Well, I mean, the first clue was when I did heal myself from that, right? Like, all of a sudden, my body is not functioning. I mean, not functioning, I mean, I couldn't move. Like, I was laying in bed, and one morning I woke up. I knew I wasn't dead because I had thoughts, but my body was not responding. Like, I couldn't lift up my leg. I couldn't do the things that I usually do.
But then something changed?
Yes. So what happened is later on, I worked as a business director in a behavioral health facility, and I realized how much medicine is provided to people with brain and behavioral issues instead of addressing the basics, which is the things that we do the most, right? Like exercise, relationships, meditation, eating habits, the things that, you know, like education about what are the foods that are going to help to support where you want to be instead of supporting the things that you know that are detrimental for your own good.
And then at what point did you start kind of certifying people and getting people interested in becoming coaches?
So that happened around a year ago. When we created the course, and then, you know, like you have to go through the whole process of the BPP, and that takes very, very long time and is costly and very demanding. And then we got into the ETPL, which, you know, like it speeds things up really quickly. So yes, about that time.
And then who is a good candidate to become a brain and behavior coach? What are they currently doing now?
So we have, people take this type of education for many reasons, often for themselves. You know, like some people is just, you know, like got to a place where, such as I was, and they decide to, you know, like if I am going to take any kind of education, I'm going to take care of myself and this is what I'm going to do. But in many cases, is people that is already related in a way or another within the mental and behavioral health already, right? Like we have people that are therapists, psychologists. We had some doctors, nurses. We have people that is already like a drug and alcohol counselor. We have people that is in the fitness industry. We have all sorts of people that they are already on the well-being business. But anybody can take this course. You know, like again, we have a special forces operations officers that they are taking this course. Police officers, because what we do is also create community within the groups, and they get to have peer-to-peer support, which is extremely, extremely helpful.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the book, The Fabulous Brain? How did that come about?
That book came out of my own experience, what I had to go through. And just to give an example of what us as human beings individually can do for our own good, right? For our own health. Often we rely on other people, right? Like such as coaches or doctors or therapists or psychologists to take care of us. And often, you know, like it's as simple as addressing your own eating habits and the things that we do and we don't do. And it's fairly simple. It's just sometimes we need help. Sometimes we can do it ourselves. So the book came out of being able to, you know, help people to do it themselves if they want to.
Now, can you talk a little bit about why it was important for you to become part of Webeck West?
Well, I am always pro women. Anything that we do, and especially if we do it together, if we are able to support each other, it just makes everything way better, right? This organization, especially, I really enjoy because it gives you that special and better place within the federal contracting world, right? Like I am a WOSB business. So we always have set asides. That's one thing. But the other thing is always through newsletter, you are always on top of the whatever it is for women in business that is trendy or is important, or you have grants, or you have whatever they are, they have on their reach, they put it in front of you, which in other ways, I mean, like if I wasn't, I will never find out because you don't have time to go through, you know, like research things on your daily basis. It's just super easy when they, you know, you find it in your inbox from them.
So what do you need more of? How can we help you?
I'm going to tell you about a little bit about the reason why I created the program, because I think is my purpose in life. The program is originally designed to address and prevent suicide within the military and the police force. We all know that in the military there is 21, 22 members that they are or about to retire, and they attempt or commit suicide in the daily basis. We, until the last year, the FBI start counting how many police officers commit suicide, which is from 300 to 500% more than the ones that die in the line of duty. The program is designed for them to take the course while they are taking training after recruitment. The reason why I created the program is because in 2004, when I was ready to pick up my daughter, I adopted my daughter from Haiti. I was ready to go to Haiti, and Haiti got into a coup d'etat. So I was forbid to go to the country. And I knew that they were most likely going to die because what was happening there politically, or because hunger, right? And I flew to Dominican Republic, and there was no flights to go to Haiti. What I did, it was to find an Air Force guy, and thanks to them, they flew me to Haiti. And thanks to that, I could rescue my daughter from the orphanage. And that was the reason I made the promise that I will do whatever I could if I had a chance. And because I did have the chance, I took action. So that's my goal.
So now you want to share this knowledge and this type of program with more and more of first responders and folks like that?
Yes. Yes. First responders is my main goal, because they are the ones that defend our country, and they get in trouble, and when they retire, they are no good for anybody else. So it's just really, really, really sad to think that that's the only exit they can see in that moment.
So now if somebody wants to learn more, what is the website? What's the best way to connect?
So the website is ntbu.org, or nourishthebraininstitute.com or nourishthebrain.com. All of them redirect to the same place.
Well, thank you.
I always say ntbu.com, .org, because it's the easiest one.
Yeah. ntbu.org. Thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Women in Motion.